This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 13, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Our friends at Optiver are stepping up and speaking out about U.S. options market structure and have issued 4 white papers about key aspects they want leaders of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to address. The 4 white papers are titled, "The U.S. Equity Options Market is Overdue for an Update," "The Payment for Order Flow You Didn't Know Existed, Exchange Marketing and Response Fees," "Improving the Price Improvement Model," and "Equity Options Specialist, Too Much of a Good Thing." One of the startling facts they offer in the white paper, which was a surprise to me, is that 61% of payment for order flow payments in the last year were in options. I mentioned these white papers in my comments in this week's edition of The Spread. Also, Suzanne Cosgrove reports below the CBOE has issued a white paper about its recommendation for improved equity market structure. Ed Tilley, Chairman, President, and CEO of CBOE Global Markets, has issued the following statement about the passing of Wayne Lutheringshausen. "On behalf of all of us at CBOE, we extend our condolences to the Lutheringshausen family and express sincere gratitude for Wayne's leadership in establishing the listed options industry in the U.S. Beyond his contributions to OCC and clearing, Wayne championed educational efforts to help investors understand the utility and benefits of options, paving the way for today's vibrant options industry. We mourn the loss of such a pioneering figure whose impact on the world goes far beyond the financial markets and options clearing. CBOE will honor Lutheringshausen with a moment of silence on its trading floor before the market open on Monday, August 16th. According to the New York Times, the number of new COVID-19 cases rose to 125,894 as of August 12th, up 76% in the last 14 days. Deaths were 616, up 92%. This is in the United States. Total deaths reported in the U.S. from COVID are now 619,000, 723,000. Louisiana had the biggest jump in the number of cases per 100,000 people. The South is the region with the most cases per 100,000, followed by the West. Euronext is renaming the PSI 20 to PSI in a move to improve liquidity and efficiency in the Portugal Benchmark National Index. In other words, they are taking some of the air out of the name. I did not know tomorrow is National Financial Awareness Day. Yes, August 14, 2021 is Financial Awareness Day and a great time to review where you are now and where you're going financially. Mitch Pugh is the new top editor at the Chicago Tribune. He will take the job later this month after moving from a South Carolina paper he ran. Pugh says the Chicago Tribune is worth fighting for. I hope he can reinvigorate the paper. Bloomberg is reporting that home prices in the U.S. have soared 23%, the fastest on record. They wrote the median price of an existing single-family home jumped 23% from a year earlier to an all-time high of $357,900. The National Association of Realtors said in a report Thursday, about 94% of 183 metropolitan areas measured had double-digit gains, up from 89% in the first quarter. I missed Tom Thompson already. I would have asked him to attend the trial going on this week in the case of Trading Technologies versus Interactive Brokers about the long-standing intellectual property case. I broke the story about TT's IP patents for the price ladder many years ago, and this is one of the cases from that patent award. JLN needs a new court reporter. Suzanne Cosgrove reports CBOE Global Markets recently published a paper on its vision for targeted equity market structure improvement. A quick rundown of its recommendations shows it backs modest tick size reform, enhanced best execution, limit order protections, improved execution quality reports, and shortening of the settlement cycle from T+2 to T+1. More details can be found with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN and the top three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Here's a story from Forbes and Ted Knudsen. Financial resilience steps by policymakers can improve life's hit hardest. Financial resilience steps by policymakers could improve the lives of those hit hardest by COVID-19, a new report is asserting. The pandemic took the biggest financial toll on women, blacks, Hispanic adults without a bachelor's degree, and people 30 to 40, said a new report from the Stanford Center on Longevity and the George Washington University Global Financial Literacy Excellence Center. My comment, good story from veteran reporter Ted Knudsen. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Don't lose sight of the fact that COVID vaccines are working. Rising case counts and CDC bumbling shouldn't obscure that the shots are keeping most vaccinated people from getting very sick, even in cases of breakthrough infection. My fellow Americans, get the damn shots! COVID-19 vaccines protect the overwhelming majority of recipients against severe illness from the coronavirus, even its super contagious Delta variant. Yes, some vaccinated people can still carry the disease and pass it on to others, especially for parents of young people. That complicates what a return to something resembling normalcy can look like. But that's all the more reason for the people holding out due to uncertainty, fear, or stubbornness to roll up their sleeves and most likely turn a future trip to the hospital into a mere annoying cold. My comment, I like direct statements. This one is great. My fellow Americans, get the damn shots. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The crypto Wild West needs a good sheriff. Investors can take their own risks, but should receive what they were promised. Gary Gensler, the top U.S. securities watchdog, pulled no punches in a recent speech about cryptocurrencies. Complaining that the sector had become the Wild West, he asked Congress for new regulatory powers. This week, news of a daring heist underscored his point. Poly Network, a decentralized financial network, said that hackers had exploited vulnerabilities in its systems to abscond with about $600 million in digital currencies. My comment, the FT joins Bloomberg's editorial board in supporting a sheriff for crypto. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. What climate change might do to your favorite wine. Many enophiles take particular pleasure in teasing out nuances of terroir noir, the specific combination of soil, topography, and climate that makes a wine unique. But what happens when extreme weather events and rising temperatures hit a wine region? The French term terroir has been defined in various ways and called undefinable too, but it's generally understood to denote a combination of soil, topography, and climate that gives a wine its particular character. With so many wine regions flooded or on fire in recent months and years, I've wondered, does this change their terroir? My question is whether climate change will take the ripple out of ripple. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was JLN's remembrances of